Conversations of Kerbala, Day 4. As part of our ongoing development of more meaningful observations of Muharram, Mahfil Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Matam. We hope that the delivery of the most poignant aspects of Imam Hussein's journey through a series of conversations will help our audience better relate to and encourage further creative expressions of this pivotal episode in our history. Great effort has been made to keep true to authentic sources, such as Kitab al-Irshad, as well as tapping into different practices across the Shi'i world. A lot of time has been put into rehearsals to ensure the delivery lives up to the message portrayed. So we do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties towards Allah. If you missed a previous episode, they are all available on Sikkim's YouTube channel. Imam Hussein's army will be wearing green bands and Yazid's army red bands. The poem is written and performed by Tahir Adil and the matam is delivered by the Tijani brothers and Kumail Versi.
Hurra is well known for his transition, but this poem tackles something else as the transition inside us every Muharram. It's titled 40 Nights. 40 nights with each sunrise splitting my life into two. One drowning in the depths of earth, yet one is dedicated to you. Time is but a shadow separating these arms from you, and distance is but an illusion, and my heart the compass I follow through. 40 nights, our eyes through which they cry, besieged Hussein no more. 40 nights, our eyes through which they cry, besieged Hussein no more. 40 nights, I've etched down myself, portrait and not knowing what for. 40 nights with each day reflected in a layer of paint, brushes from the finest drawer. 40 nights, 40 nights, locked in thought like a prisoner of war. But my 40 nights are but cloaked daylight, an oasis for my thirsty soul. While Zainab's 40 is shrouded by her tears and her heart ignited coal. I dedicate these 40 nights to each lash she endured and each cry of pain. I dedicate these nights to the moment she held your chest and cried, Habibi Hussein. I dedicate each of these 40 nights to the calamity queen. I dedicate these few moments to the wailing heart that still cries, Alast Ukht al-Hussein? 40 nights with each sunrise splitting my life into two. One drowning in the depths of earth, yet one is dedicated to you. Time is but a shadow separating these arms from you, and distance is but an illusion, and my heart the compass I follow through. 40 days and 40 nights. With darkness my days and black ink my nights. 40 nights I cradle the water with the crown of my tongue. 40 nights knowing the cradle was the water was the cradle that took your young. 40 nights I cradle the water with the crown of my tongue. 40 nights knowing the thirst was the cradle that took your young. 40 nights pilgrims flock and settle beneath your nested shrine. 40 nights they pass between yourself and Abbas like the blood returning from the heart of mine. 40 nights drinking from your eternal fountain. 40 nights climbing Abbas's mountain. 40 nights with each sunrise splitting my life into two. One drowning in the depths of earth, yet one is dedicated to you. Time is but a shadow separating these arms from you, and distance is but an illusion, and my heart the compass I follow through. Salawat.
The Imam's conversation with Hur. As Imam Hussein's followers set up camp at Dhu Hassan, an army unit numbering 1,000 horsemen under the command of Hur ibn Yazid Riyahi appeared at Dhuhr time. Imam Hussein told his followers to give the army unit water, both for the people and the horses. After the Adhan had been recited, The Imam decided to lead the prayer for his supporters. He went forward, dressed in a waistcloth, cloak, and a pair of sandals. He stood between the two armies and said,
O people, I did not come without being called. Your letters and messengers invited me to Kufa and insisted that I come. You said, we have no imam, and we would like to tread the path of righteousness under your guidance and authority. I will remain with you if you are firm with that decision. Otherwise, let me return to my homeland.
Everyone fell silent and lowered their heads.
Attend to your prayers, and we will attend to ours.
We will say our prayers behind you, O Hussein.
Hur and his army prayed behind Imam Hussein. After the prayers, Imam Hussein addressed his followers and said,
O people, if you adhere to the principles of piety, then you will be sheltered by the mercy of Allah. O people, we are the lineage of the Prophet. We have more right to the leadership and governance of the Ummah than anyone else. You wrote to me asking me to become your leader. If you have changed your minds, again I say this, if you have changed your minds, let us return to our homes.
We are unaware of these letters of invitation you speak of. Well, I am not one of those who has written to you. My orders are simple. I must escort you to Kufa and hand you over to Ibn Ziyad.
Death is closer than I had anticipated. Let us head back to Mecca.
When Imam Hussein's caravan was about to move, Hur audaciously grabbed the reins of the Imam's horse, preventing him from advancing.
Why are you doing this? May your mother weep at your death.
If any other man in Arabia had said those words to me, I would say the same of his mother. Except, I cannot say anything of your mother except with utmost respect.
What is it that you want?
I have no intention of fighting you, Hussein, but I've been instructed not to leave you. Give me time to write to Ibn Ziyad and ask for further instructions, and in the meantime, take this road towards Qadisiyah.
Imam Hussein and Hur set off on their journey. When they set up camp, Imam Hussein addressed his followers.
O people, the Prophet said, whoever sees a ruler make lawful what Allah has forbidden, breaking Allah's covenant, going against the traditions of the Prophet, acting sinfully, acting with enmity with the servants of Allah, and if he does not voice opposition or disagreement in deeds or words, then Allah will inflict upon him hardship and misfortune. Surely these leaders have clung on to the obedience of the shaytan and have abandoned the obedience to Allah. They have encouraged corruption. They have misappropriated the war booty. They have suspended the punishment of the criminals. They have made lawful that's what Allah has forbidden. And they have prohibited what Allah has made lawful. Surely I am more entitled to be the one to bring positive reform. If you honor your pledges to me, then you will attain guidance. For I am Hussein ibn Ali, the son of Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet of Allah. You will find in me an excellent role model. However, if you fail to honor your pledges towards me, then you have missed your opportunity. And you have injured your souls. Allah will save me from the need of support from you. Peace and blessings to you all.
Hussein, I implore you. You must save your life. By Allah, if you go to war, you know it can only lead to your death.
Do you seek to frighten me with death? If you kill me, will it solve anything? I will answer you like a member of the tribe of Aus answered his family when they asked him not to go with the Prophet. I will advance, for death is not a blemish upon a youth. When he seeks truth and fights as a Muslim, when he sacrifices his life for the sake of righteousness, if I live, then I live with no regret. But if I die, then it is without blame. It is an indignity that you remain alive, yet you rub your noses in the soil.
When Hur heard these verses and understood the Imam was ready to die for what he believed in and would not bow in humiliation to anyone, he returned to his soldiers and began to move forward. The Imam too, with his followers, resumed his journey. As they continued their journey, they met four people who had come from Kufa. Hur tried to stop them from joining Imam Hussein's army, but Imam Hussein insisted they were amongst his followers.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Tell me about those that you've left behind.
In Kufa, the leaders have been heavily bribed. Their sacks have been filled. However, the remaining peoples, their hearts are tilted in your favor. But their swords shall be displayed against you.
And what of Qais, the messenger I sent to Kufa?
Qais was intercepted and sent to Ibn Ziyad. Ibn Ziyad ordered him to curse you and your father. Instead, he sent his blessings to you and your father and cursed Ibn Ziyad and his father. He invited the people to support you and inform them of your imminent arrival. Upon hearing this, Ibn Ziyad ordered that he be hurled from the highest point in the city. Inna lillahi.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Some have reached death. And some are waiting to die. And they have not changed their determination in the very least. O Allah, grant us paradise as our abode, as well as those that have been martyred. Gather us and them in a place that embraces your mercy and bestow upon us the very precious rewards that are reserved.
Look around you. You have no followers. If those men who stand by Hur engage you in battle, they will surely overpower you. In Kufa, I have never seen so many people gather in one single place. They are preparing to do battle against you.
Thank you for your advice. But we have an agreement with the people, and we shan't separate from them. And further, we do not know what will transpire when it comes to it.
I implore you before Allah, if you can avoid moving even a step closer to them, then do so. If you need temporary refuge, if you need safety, a place from where to assess your situation, I can take you to a place in our impenetrable mountains of Ajah.
As Imam Hussein and his followers continued their journey, they passed and camped at Qasr Bani Maqtal. Imam Hussein rested in his tent. Imam Hussein's son, Ali Akbar, was with him when he awoke.
Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
We belong to Allah, and to Him shall be our return.
O my father, why do you recite this Quranic verse about returning to him?
O Ali, my son, in my sleep, a horseman came to me and said, the people journey and their fates march towards them. It is then that I realized that he was informing us of our death.
O my father, may Allah protect you from all evil. Are we not in the path of truth?
Indeed, my son, we are, by the one to whom we all return.
In that case, O my father, there is no need for us to be concerned, as long as we die in the path of truth.
O Ali, may Allah grant you the best reward that a son is entitled to from his father.